You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
58th Hot Yonder Woods with Ando Sartanta. At spring, we are singing the big world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we talk not only about the Northeast Missouri Pickers Market coming up this weekend, October 1st and 2nd in Macon, Missouri, but also talking about a very special part of this event with Home Sweet Home Cooking with Sharon, Sharon Archer. I have Sharon on the line with me right now to share about this event and her participation in the Northeast Missouri Fall Pickers Market this weekend. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Sharon.
Thank you, Mark, for having me on it. I feel very honored and blessed and most humbled, too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's just something how this is all panning out and coming together, as we said a while ago. And just an exciting time. It's a really exciting time right now.
And so it's interesting, Sharon, to figure out how we made these connections together. And I took you back to Andalusia, Alabama, when Stephen King asked me to travel down there to do some interviews. And I had Brenda Gantt on my show. And then you found The Mark White Show thanks to Brenda Gantt doing an interview with The Mark White Show and Stephen King asking me to come to Andalusia. And here we are today. Now you're about to cook for the Waltons and Little House on the Prairie cast members the next weekend. That is very cool, Sharon.
I am, and it is. It's really cool. It's just really unbelievable, and I would have never thought this, you know, even a year ago, but it's coming. It's here, and I'm so thankful. And that's just how it works, how God connects.
I watched a video earlier with your grandkids in the video as you were cooking. It was one that was videoed a while back. I wanted to get your history of cooking and who got you started into cooking. Where does your passion come from?
Okay, wonderful. But first off, let's start with a video that you saw today that I posted. It was in my memory from 2019. And it's when I very first started, pretty much think that might be my first cooking video that I did. My little great nieces and nephews were here for the weekend. I have them quite a bit. I'm a very avid aunt. And so then it was before I had my grandbaby. He wasn't here yet. So they came to spend the weekend with me and they said, let's do a cooking show. So we did the peanut butter and jelly fried sandwiches and toasted cheese sandwiches. And so that's how that went for that night. And my husband's in the video, and you could tell the video's sketchy, and we just throw it together and do it just to have fun. Well, from that night on, it just took off, to be honest. And I put it on my homepage, and I just started my cooking page, I believe, in October of 2019, but really wasn't much on there. So, but go back to the love of my cooking. What really got me started was a little kitchen in Arkansas. And this is kind of emotional whenever I talk about this, because I go back to my childhood, back to my grandma, my daddy's mama. And she was a cooker. I mean, you talk about a Southern Belle cooker. This lady could cook and bake and just make anything. And we'd go visit her in Arkansas, and we're from Illinois, and she'd bring us girls into the kitchen, make the boys go outside and play, because she thought it was so important for the girls to learn. I watched her make the biscuits just like everybody else has been doing, in the old bread bowl, you know, the flour bowl, and put her hands in there, and she used to tell me this is good for arthritis. Well, I didn't know what arthritis was back in those days. I was a little kid. But I watched her. And cooking's always been a passion ever since then, watching my grandma. And so then a few years later, it come to her death. And as she was dying, I went to Arkansas and I stayed. My dad was there and I stayed. My son, my little boy, and we was there for about a month. And I stepped into her kitchen, into her role, when she couldn't cook no more. And I started doing all the cooking, the cleaning, going to get the groceries and stuff and putting everything together and thinking just how she would have done it. I wanted to do just like my grandma did. That's how important it was to me, Mark. And I put on the old apron that she would wear, and, you know, she had many aprons that she handmade. I put it on and I'd make a dish pan of water because that's how she did it. So everything she did, I wanted to do.
Yes.
And, you know, Mark, that right there did something in my life. It really changed me the way I thought about cooking. It wasn't just a job, it's a love. And so that's where I began, right there in my grandma's kitchen. And then after she passed on, my daddy is the one that taught me how to bake the apple pies. And, you know, he said, get in the kitchen with me, you're gonna get your hands messy, but let's do this. And it was just a great time. I would go in the kitchen with my dad and we start making apple pies, and I tell you what, and he said, don't ever use anything but lard. Well, lard's hard to find sometimes. But that's what I use. And I've gotten blessed throughout the years, the past few months, and I've been blessed with some lard, some really good lard from a bakery here in St. Louis. And so it's just another connection from God to help me, you know, to bake and cook and make everything great. So, and I've just loved to cook ever since then. And now I'm bringing my great nieces, my nephew's in, and also now my grandbaby. He's been on there a couple times, cooking with Gaga is what he calls me. And so that's just my love right now.
And Sharon, it's one thing to have the knowledge passed on to you through your grandmother and your father, and then you to decide that you wanted to pass that knowledge on to others. At what point did you decide that you wanted to do that?
Whenever I started my cooking page, I believe it was October 28th, 2019. I said, I'm going to do this. It's going to push me. And it's going to make me, you know, do this kind of stuff and not just be lethargic with it. But to help teach others to cook and show them how to cook and stuff. And so I'd post my pictures mainly because I started doing my cookbook, which that's in the making also right now. And so I'd hold back the recipes, a lot of them, and I'd just post the pictures. Everybody's like, girl, you got to give us more. We got to have recipes. This stuff looks so awesome. We got to have more. So the last, you know, I've been posting more recipes. As the cookbook becomes closer, I've been letting out more. And so I just want to help people. I like to see people. Yeah, I like to watch other people cook myself. And so it's just a joy sharing with others. And now, you know, as they watch me, they're making the same stuff that I'm making. And it's just a joy to watch that and be a part of all this here to help each other.
Sharon, when do you anticipate your cookbook coming out?
Well, yeah, all is ready to go. I just got to find the publisher and it'll be ready. That's it. I'm just waiting. Everything else is ready. I'm just looking for the publisher.
That is so great. And to think about what you're about to do in Macon, Missouri, and then over in Lincoln, Illinois, it's going to be that much more awareness brought to Home Sweet Home Cooking with Sharon. I'm thrilled about that, the opportunity you're going to have to be able to feed the Waltons. Who gets to do that?
We do, Mark. We get to do that this coming weekend. We get to do that. And I know what you're saying, but yes, it's very humbling. And it's just an exciting, exciting time. And, you know, Mark, I'm going to say this again. This has come through you, you know, and that's, everybody says, you know, how did you find him? I said, well, it was through via Facebook. And I said, he came through my newsfeed. And actually, we went to Andalusia in July for 27th wedding anniversary, and I thought I saw him up on a bulletin board, and you know, we're talking about it, and Stephanie's like, well, I don't really know. Then you post a picture as a joke, like a meme, with you on the bulletin board, and I told my husband, I said, that's it. I said, that's the bulletin board right there. And then you said, you know, I read on down a little bit farther saying, guys, it's just a joke. I'm not really still on your bulletin board. And then remember I said, Mark, this is prophetic. I said, what you just did is prophetic. You know, when you post that, because I saw that billboard with you on there, the Mark White Show. And so I thought that's originally how we got connected. But like I said, you just came through my news feed, and there you were. And I posted on a comment, and next thing I know, we're talking, and here we are. And, so, and another thing I want to go back to is that the video I posted today with my little great niece and nephews on the peanut butter and jelly fried sandwiches. At the very end of that, I had posted there. This is prophetic, and I said, oh my goodness! As I was listening to the video today, it said that we're taking the Home to Home Cooking Show on the road. And guess what, Mark?
You're headed on the road.
We are taking it to Macon, Missouri and Lincoln, Illinois. We're on the road. And it's due to the Mark White Show and Stephen King and Jack Bishop.
Absolutely.
And so, I'm thankful.
Being able to interact with Jack Bishop in the way that I have and simply offer to cover the Pickers Market in Northeast Missouri has led to a lot of really good things. And I appreciate Jack Bishop for that. Appreciate the friendship that we've all made with each other to this point.
Absolutely. It's important. True friendship is important, especially these days, you know, building one another up and not just keeping it all to ourselves bottled up. And that's what I love about you. That's what I love about Jack. You guys share it and you guys promote and you guys send forth. And so that's what I want to do also, you know, so this is teaching me some things too. So I'm thankful for you guys. I really am.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Home Sweet Home Cooking with Sharon. That's Sharon Archer as she prepares to go to the Northeast Missouri Fall Pickers Market in Macon, Missouri, and then over to the Logan County Fall Pickers Market in Lincoln, Illinois, the next weekend, which is October 7th and 8th. We're looking forward to both of those events. And when we come back, I want Sharon to be able to share a little bit about her plan and what she's done to plan for this special event coming up first at Northeast Missouri Fall Pickers Market, October 1st and 2nd, and then over in Lincoln, Illinois. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
Excellent. I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin, $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with three or more children, and kids two and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about the Northeast Missouri Fall Pickers Market, as well as the Logan County Fall Pickers Market in Lincoln, Illinois. So my family is headed to Macon, Missouri this weekend. We are going to be part of this Pickers Market, and Walton's characters, Walton's cast members from the Walton's TV series are going to be there. We have Mary Beth McDonough, who played Aaron Walton, Eric Scott, who played Ben Walton, Cammie Kotler, who played Elizabeth Walton, John Walmsley, who played Jason Walton, Rachel Longacre, who played Amy Godsey, and Leslie Winston, who played Cindy Walton. All of those cast members are going to be there, in addition to the picker side of the market, which is antiques and vintage, architectural salvage, fall decor, jewelry and clothing, repurposed finds, original art, handmade crafts, food, and some good old junk. In addition to that, we will have Home Sweet Home cooking with Sharon. Sharon Archer will be there to do some demonstrations and to cook for the Waltons. And I do want to mention that the Tooth Fairy in Disguise will also be there, coming from North Carolina. if the weather permits. And Sharon is on the line with me right now. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Sharon.
Thank you, Mark.
You've been making some big plans for this picker's market, haven't you?
I sure have. I've been busy, but it's been a good, productive busyness, so makes me happy. And so it's once in a lifetime. This is a once in a lifetime dream for me. It's really a dream to come true. And so what I've been doing, I have went and got all of my stuff to prepare to cook for the Waltons. And on Saturday at noon, I will be serving their meal to them, which will be my homemade chicken and dumplings. And everything is from scratch, from ground up is from scratch. You know, my mother's saying is everything is measured from the heart, and so which is true. And then after I do the chicken and dumplings, I'm going to come back for the second segment and do some Southern desserts. And I got a couple things in my thoughts that I'm going to be doing. And so that's for the Walton family. And I just can't wait to sit and talk to them and just reminisce things of my childhood, you know, back in the days in the 70s when they came on the television. I had six of us children, and we would sit around the TV with a bowl of popcorn. My mom would for us kids, and we was excited, big old bowl of popcorn. And we would lay there on the floor watching the Waltons and eating the popcorn. So don't be surprised if I don't bring a big bowl of popcorn with me on Saturday as I'm doing this here cooking presentation for the Waltons. And so it's just part of my heritage, you know, and it's just part of growing up, just bring me back to this place. I'm excited.
Well, Sharon, I recall early on when we were talking about you coming to the picker's market, you needed a kitchen. And then lo and behold, Jack Bishop said, oh, we have a kitchen in one of the buildings. And this has taken really a mind of its own, because it started with you cooking for the Waltons, but then there's so much more that's going to happen now. Tell us about that.
Yes, I thought, I was thinking, oh my goodness, should I just bring like a big electric roaster and do them in that, you know, which I've never done that before. But, you know, you learn to make do. You cook with what you have. And so, and I thought about all that, and then Mr. Bishop said, no, we got it. We're getting all this all figured out. It's getting covered. He said, we got a kitchen for you. I was like, oh, that's awesome. So I got the kitchen, and I'm bringing all the necessities with me. I'm bringing to cook it with. And so my own pots and pans, because, you know, that's the comfort of my own home that I like to use, my utensils and stuff. And so, but I'll just use whatever I have. I have to make do with it all. And so that's what we're going to do.
How far is it for you, Sharon, to make it from where you live to Macon, Missouri?
I believe it's right under 3 hours. Whenever I talked to you the first time, I said, hey, I'm right in between both places, which I am. I'm right smack in the middle of Lincoln, Illinois, and then Macon, Missouri.
Wow.
I'm right here in the center of East Dalton, Illinois. And as soon as you posted, I'm like, oh, because I was just going to come and visit you guys, see you guys, and I wanted to meet you. And so I thought, oh, we'll just go visit them, and we'll go to both places. And next thing I know, here we are.
we saw something bigger happening.
Oh, my word. You know, Mark, this is what I say. Only God. Only God.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And so, and then moving forward to the Lincoln, Illinois, the little house on the prairie, you know, Nellie Olson was my favorite one on that little show. I always was drawn to her. And I knew deep down in my heart that she really wasn't a bully, you know, in true life. You know, sometimes as kids you think that's true and stuff, but I knew that she really wasn't. And hearing her story on your show a few weeks back, and hearing how she was bullied, you know, as a child, it just, you know, it just brought back some things. I'm thinking, you know, I get to meet this Nellie, and I get to meet this cast and the Walton cast. That for the Little House on the Prairie, I'm going to be making my homemade chicken pot pie for them. I know they ate a lot of chicken on the show, I think I heard them say it was like KFC chicken.
Yes.
I do the homemade stuff. If whatever I'm going to do, I'm bringing homemade. It's going to be straight from my heart and straight from my hands. And so I'm making them the, that, and then maybe some mashed potatoes to go along with. I don't know yet. We'll wait and see. And so, but definitely the homemade chicken pot pie for the Little House on the Prairie and the homemade chicken and dumplings for the Waltons.
That is wonderful. I'm so excited about this, and I want people to find out how they can follow you too through the Home Sweet Home Cooking with Sharon and help to grow your page and your video response. I think that would be very good to have more people following what you're doing.
Wonderful. Yes, you can find me on Home Sweet Home Cooking with Sharon right now through Facebook, and I'm just now getting ready to join the YouTube, and I believe TikTok they're putting me on. Now, I'm not doing this myself because I do not know how to do all this kind of stuff. So I have to help. So my daughter, but Mr. Jack said, you've got to get on YouTube, you got to get on TikTok, Instagram. You've got to do this. So I'm taking, you know, I'm taking all this here and I'm listening to what, you know, good information is telling me. And so, and now I have a website in the making right now. It's being built right now today. And that's from a young man that my husband works with at Children's Hospital, which is a blessing. And it's just like God's like bringing people to me. And so I'll be on YouTube. That's coming up. I'll be on Instagram and TikTok. And then the website, like from the making, and then the cookbook, is right in the making too. So hopefully that'll be ready soon.
And we'll certainly be right here to share anything that you have, your new website as it's developed, and also the book to let people know how to get that. And I'm looking forward again to being able to meet you in person at the Northeast Missouri Fall Pickers Market taking place this weekend in Macon, Missouri. That is going to be so cool. And people who want information about that from Jack Bishop, they can email gravel. Let me see. They can email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. And they can also follow Northeast Missouri Pickers Market. If they would like to, they can also go to the page for the Logan County Fall Pickers Market in Lincoln, Illinois. And then I don't want to miss out on the Wizard of Oz days, which are taking place also in October. Check all of those things out that Jack Bishop is involved in with his pickers markets and wonderful events. I'm so excited about this, and I know this is going to be great for you too, Sharon.
It is going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. I'm very thankful, as I said before. Very thankful.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show today. If you would, share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about this show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
At the Tennessee Aquarium, you can explore the Earth's biggest rivers, swim the ocean's hidden reefs, and discover new creatures that stretch the imagination. Experience a world of endless adventures at the Tennessee Aquarium.
The Northeast Missouri Fall Pickers Market will be taking place October 1st and October 2nd in Macon, Missouri, and you can be there to join seven of the original Walton cast members. At the Pickers Market, there'll be antiques, vintage, architectural salvage, fall decor, jewelry and clothing, repurposed finds, original art, handmade crafts, food, and some good old junk. If people would like to be part of the Pickers Market, you can email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com and follow Northeast Missouri Pickers Market on Facebook.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.